well, you're cooking up enough bacon to make me hungry, but it's not making me hungry enough to tell you that you really need to switch, so it's up to you. But, yeah, now I've got that hunger in my belly there for some bacon. Yeah, you know, my issues with UPS, or excuse me, the Brown guys, UPS, started when I lived here, and packages were being delivered to the tower next door because the apartment numbers are all pretty much the same, but the building numbers are different. Mine is 2 and 4 sevens. Theirs is 2 sevens and an 8 seven, and the UPS driver can't get it right. And I've had packages delivered to the tower next door. I get an alert that the package is delivered. I go outside my door. It's not there. I go down into the lobby. It's not there. Go to the post office, a little mini post office. It's not there. Where's my package? He pulls up. I stand there. I said, where's my package? He goes, what do you mean? I said, I have a package. It's been delivered. Where is it? And he goes, well, let me see. And I show him the thing on my phone, and I try to explain it to him. He goes, oh, I delivered it next door. I'll be right back. I said, you better hope it's there because it was a laptop. It wasn't my laptop. It was a laptop for somebody else I was holding. He got there. It wasn't there. And I had to call UPS. I had to call a supervisor up there at Whitcomb Street, up the road from us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll tell you the whole story one day. But this is just a bad thing, and I've had nothing but good service from them ever since, and that's why I have the bad taste in my mouth. Long story short. Steve?